Chapter 1. Bombay to Bangalore. It was the beginning of summer. I was boarding Udyan Express at Gulbarga Railway Station. My destination was Bangalore. As I boarded the train, I saw that the second-class compartment was jam-packed with people. People who did not have a reserved berth were begging the ticket collector to accommodate them somehow. It was next to impossible for him to listen to everyone. With his eagle eye, he easily located people who did not have a ticket. People without tickets were pleading, "Sir, the previous train was cancelled. We had a reservation on that train. It is not our fault. We don't want to pay for this ticket again." Some were begging him, "Sir, I was late to the station and there was a big queue. I didn't have time to buy a ticket, so I got into this compartment." The collector must have read the Bhagavad Gita thoroughly. He remained calm while listening to their stories and kept issuing new tickets for ticketless passengers. Suddenly, he looked in my direction and asked, "What about your ticket?" "I have already shown my ticket to you," I said. "Not you, madam. The girl hiding below your berth." "Hey, come out. Where's your ticket?" I realized that someone was sitting below my berth. When the collector yelled at her, the girl came out of hiding. She was thin, dark, scared, and looked like she had been crying profusely. She must have been about 13 or 14 years old. She had uncombed hair and was dressed in a torn skirt and blouse. She was trembling and folded both her hands. The collector asked again, "Who are you? From which station did you get on? Where are you going? I can issue a full ticket for you with a fine." The girl did not reply.